Once the students have completed the Green Cert, they'd be deemed a qualified young farmer. So really the course is suitable for anyone wishing to follow a career in agriculture. You know, there's 12 modules covered in level 5, and they include beef, sheep, dairy husbandry, grass and soils, and the environment, and along with the modules in farm safety and farm structures and tractor skills. And then in level 6, we progress on to modules on sustainable farming, grass management, animal breeding and business. So it's quite a comprehensive course for anybody that's looking to educate themselves in education, but they'll also tick that box for being qualified as a young trained farmer then for any of the schemes.
Hello and welcome to the Beef Edge, the Chagas Beef Podcast, for all your latest news, information and advice for Irish beef farmers. I'm Catherine Egan, and on this week's episode, I'm joined by Chagas Education Officer Serena Gibbons from Chagas Athenry to discuss the wide range of education courses Chagas has on offer, which one will suit you best and how best you can apply. Serena, you're very welcome. When it comes to this time of year, the question of doing an agricultural course arises, and with so many on offer, it can be difficult to decide what course suits best. I suppose it varies depending on if you're just finishing secondary school or you're a mature student and the reason you want to complete a course, that it's fit for purpose. Listeners will have heard of the Green Cert. Can you talk through what does it consist of?
Yeah, Catherine, I suppose the Green Cert is probably the most common term or title that we know for ag education. And over the years, it's changed its name from the Cert in Agriculture to the Cert in Farming. But now it's referred again to the Green Cert, which covers a lot of courses, really. But it's the main course associated with qualifying young farmers for the various Department of Ag schemes or the revenue schemes, such as stamp duty exemption.
And I suppose staying with the Green Cert, Serena, there are a number of options to complete the Green Cert to suit students.
Yeah, so I suppose for the Green Cert, there's basically three options. The first one would be the full-time course that would be available to school leavers. And that's a two-year course delivered at the ag colleges. And students attend college full-time and they have two host farm placements as part of their course at different periods during first year. And then in second year, they can specialise into particular areas such as advanced dairy or advanced dry stock or advanced mechanisation, depending on what their main interests are. Second option then is the part-time course that I have in Athenry, and that'd be available in most regional centres. And it's available to students over the age of 23, and it's delivered over a 24-month academic year, and it's usually one day per week and with some evening classes. And the third option then is the distance course. This course would be available to students who already have a qualification in a non-ag area, such as a trade or a diploma or a degree. And the distance course is delivered over an 18-month period with approximately 25 days that students attend college, mostly to complete the skills. And that's available in all of the ag colleges and some of the regional centres.
And how can listeners apply for any of these courses, Serena?
Yeah, so applications for the full-time courses and the distance courses in the ag colleges, you can apply online, and that's you can get that on the Chagas website, the link. Students that want to apply for the part-time courses that are offered at the regional centres, they can apply directly to the regional centres. And there's the list of all the regional centres and the education officers are there on the Chagas website also.
And who are these courses most suitable for?
Yeah, so you have a wide range of courses there, and there should be something to suit everybody. So I suppose once the students have completed the Green Cert, they'd be deemed a qualified young farmer. So really the course is suitable for anyone wishing to follow a career in agriculture. You know, there's 12 modules covered in level 5, and they include beef, sheep, dairy husbandry, grass and soils, and the environment, and along with the modules in farm safety and farm structures and tractor skills. And then in level 6, we progress on to modules on sustainable farming, grass management, animal breeding and business. So it's quite a comprehensive course for anybody that's looking to educate themselves in education, but they'll also tick that box for being qualified as a young trained farmer then for any of the schemes.
That's great. And what other courses are available?
Yeah, so outside of ag, there's a lot of other courses available. And I suppose it's important to note that all of the other courses too, in forestry and hort and equine, they're all deemed equivalent to the Green Cert in terms of suitability for the Department of Ag and revenue schemes. So it'd be worth checking out on the Chagas prospectus, you know, if it's a case that some listeners are more interested maybe in pursuing a career in horticulture and forestry. They don't have to complete the general Green Cert first and then progress on to hort or forestry. You know, a lot of those horticulture and forestry and equine courses are equivalent to the Green Cert. So So that will qualify them as young trained farmer also.
And there are also a range of degree courses, Serena.
Yeah, there is. Like a lot of the ag colleges now are working in conjunction with the technological universities and also UCD. So students are in a very fortunate position that, you know, when they complete the full-time Green Cert courses, they can progress on to the degree programs. And this is the case in all of the disciplines is, you know, agriculture, hort and forestry.
And you mentioned there students that might have an interest in horticulture. There are a wide range of courses available. Can you outline some of them?
Yeah, well, the two main horticulture colleges are the Botanical Gardens in Dublin and Kildalton Ag College. These are generally full-time courses. And I know, you know, given their location, it can be hard for some students to get to these colleges full-time. But they do offer standalone modules so that you can build up your module credits through a short course or a short module. So they can avail of that. But again, that's available on the website if you want to look at those just to see what options would suit you.
And recently, some of the equine courses, they're proven very popular. Who are they most suited to?
Yeah, there's up to 8 equine courses available now between Gurcheen Ag College and Kildalton Ag College. And these courses would include a level 5 and a level 6 cert in horsemanship or breeding and stud management. And they'll be very suitable to anyone thinking of career maybe in the equine area while also, you know, qualifying in as a young trained farmer.
And you also mentioned there, Serena, forestry is also a course that's on offer. What does that involve?
Yeah, Ballyhays is the location for the forestry courses. So Ballyhays offer a level 5 and a level 6 in forestry, and it covers all aspects of forestry management. And it also includes 2 placements where students can gain, you know, a lot of experience in the forestry sector.
And Chagas has 6 colleges and 21 regional education centres where courses are offered. So there's a course offered close to any listener. How can listeners get more details?
Yeah, we have a ride. You know, we've well located really so that people don't have to travel that far if they want to avail of the courses. So you can log on to the chagas.ie/education where you can find lots of information and also the contact details of all the education officers in that region. So you can contact them to find out more about the particular course in your area.
And there are also a wide range of open days happening this time of year as well, Serena.
Yeah, it's a good time now to be thinking about your courses, and colleges have open days on. This is a great opportunity really to learn more about, you know, what sort of course is available and, you know, what the meet some of the staff and see what kind of facilities are there in the colleges that you might wish to join later on in the year. So if you log on to the Chagas website, all of those open days, the dates are all there as well. So definitely check those out. They're well worth a visit.
And finally, Serena, there's a very interesting webinar taking place next week.
Yes, like Chagas have launched 4 apprenticeships last year, actually, and they're going very well. 2 in horticulture, 1 in horticulture and the sports turf management. And then they've 2 other apprenticeships, farm technician and farm management. So next week, there's a webinar on the 20th of March at 11 o'clock, and it'll be a good opportunity just to see what is available within the apprenticeship programs.
That's great, Serena. Thanks very much. Some very interesting and helpful advice there for students interested in taking on any of the agricultural courses. And as you mentioned, all the details that you've outlined are available on the Chagas website at chagas.ie/education. Thanks very much, Serena.
No problem. Thanks, Catherine.
Next up, Joseph Dunphy from Grass Tin will give an update on the grass tips for the week.
So we're coming off the back of another very wet week with considerable rainfall, leaving grazing very difficult on Irish beef farms. However, we know at this time of the year, ground can dry out very quickly, so it's important to be flexible and ready to go grazing when the weather allows. The winter has been long and both silage stocks and slurry storage are coming under pressure, so grazing would be very much welcomed on Irish beef farms. The 2 key grazing messages for this week are, number 1, the paddocks for you to target to start grazing, and number 2, the priority animals for you to start grazing with. So number 1, the paddocks for you to target are, firstly, start into paddocks with lower grass covers. So we're looking at covers between 500 and about 1,100 kilos of dry matter per hectare, or just in around 2 fistfuls of grass or less. These lower grass covers are better to tune animals back into grazing, and they'll also be faster regrowth and better quality there for the second rotation. Also aim to start grazing in paddocks that are closer to the yard and have better infrastructure. So that if weather comes good for a week, you can get out grazing, but also that it's simple that if you have one or two wet nights, that you can run animals back into the yard until weather clears up and then back out to grass again. Also, to start grazing paddocks that are your grazing paddocks, and when the animals, as we said, are tuned back into grazing, then move to your silage paddocks to get them clipped off before the latter part of March. And your priority animals that you should be starting with are your lighter animals or your growing animals, so your weanlings or your store cattle. It's easier to train these animals to graze, and they are lighter on the ground, especially during wetter weather.
That's all for this week's episode, and my thanks to Joseph and Serena for joining me on the show. You can catch up on all other shows and interviews from the Beef Edge podcast on the Chagas website at chagas.ie, or you can listen on Apple and Google Podcasts as well as Spotify. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe so you never miss a show. For all other updates from our beef programme, keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Until next time, I'm Catherine Egan and thanks for listening.